Anyone who's been learning the last couple of bottom Maseches Megillah notices that there's a lot of Mishnayos over here in Maseches Megillah that have absolutely nothing to do with Maseches Megillah, and those are all the Mishnayos of Ein Bein. We have all these random Ein Beins. We have Ein Bein Yom Tov of Shabbos, Ein Bein Shabbos and Kippurim, Ein Bein Adarim LeNedavos, Ein Bein Zav Haroi Riyah Achas, Ein Bein Mitzar Muskel and Mitzar Muchlet, Ein Bein Svarim LeFilm LeMezuzos, and so on and so forth. A whole list of Mishnayos of Ein Bein Kain Mishal Muchama. These are Ein Beins that have nothing at all to do with Maseches Megillah. And the question is, why are they here in Maseches Megillah? What is the connection between Maseches Megillah and all these Ein Beins? Now, obviously, in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's because the Mishnah was, the first Mishnah that was brought was the Mishnah on Daf Vavim Beis of Ein Bein, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Elo Kiyos Megillah, Matanos of Yainim, which has to do with Purim. And once we brought down that Ein Bein Agav, we bring down all the other Ein Beins as well, which is the Derech HaMishnayos that we go from Inyan, if there's some similarity between them, and they all have the Ein Bein in common. So that Avada is the Pashup Shat, but it's Yadua from Rav Tzadok and other Svarim that any Gemara that appears in the Masechta, whether it's a Agadata, whether it's a Halacha, a Mishnah, a Gemara, has an intrinsic connection to that Masechta. It's not there B'mikra, but there's always a Pnimisik, a Kesher between that Gemara and the Masechta. And if all these Ein Beins, the Musik of Ein Bein, comes up in Maseches Megillah, obviously there's a Kesher Amak between them and the Maseches Megillah, the Inyan of Purim, and the question is, what is that connection? So I thought perhaps you could be Masber this Al Pi Yisai Nifla, the Rav Huttner writes in the Pachad Yitzchak in Inyan Vav. So Rav Huttner was asked a Kasha. He said somebody asked him this Kasha during the Purim Suda 1 year. And he asked like this. He says that we know the Iker Zemer, the Iker Piyad, we say in Purim is the Piyad of Shoshanas Yaakov. Now, Shoshanas Yaakov ends off with the line of Aru Haman and Baruch Mardechai. Aru Haman should be Bikesh Abdi Baruch Mardechai Yehudi. We clearly show the difference between Aru Haman and Baruch Mardechai. That's what this Piyad is all about. So the person asks, that's connected to the whole Avedis Hayyim of Purim. The whole Avedis Hayyim of Purim is Adol Yadol, like we had in the Gemara earlier. Adol Yadol, Chayv Yenishal Vesumi before you, Adol Yadol ben Aru Haman and Baruch Mardechai. The mitzvah is to get drunk, to be Nisvasim, until you don't know the difference between Aru Haman and Baruch Mardechai. There is no difference between them. That's the Avedis Hayyim, that's the Tachlis. So how could we have a Piyat which goes connected that and is the total opposite of what the Avedis is? And the Piyat clearly differentiates between Aru Haman and Baruch Mardechai. It's connected the whole Avedis Hayyim of Purim. And Rav Huttner responded, he has a whole mime over there, but he basically explains that this is there's a misunderstanding over here of what the Avedis Yom Purim is really all about. And he says, you find whenever you have two things, you have A and B, and we know that there's a difference between A and B, we know that they're different, but yet when you look at them on the chitzanias, you look at them superficially, they seem to be the same. So if that is the case, if on the outside they look the same, then we know that the difference that they have between them must be something pnimiyistic, something deep, something amuk, something that goes into their whole mitzias, into the whole essence, and not just a superficial difference. So the greater the similarity is on the outside, the more different they must be on the inside. And where do you see this clearly? You see this by the Shnei Seirim on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur being Shnei Seirim, the Sair LaHashem, the Sair LaHazazel, and he writes that there's no greater chiluk in the world, there's no greater separation and hevdol and difference between these two seirim. One seir goes mamash kadosh kadoshim, we're makabit lashem, the seir lashem, and the other one is the total hepech, it goes la'azazel. And there is no greater difference between these two seirim, and yet we find when you take the seirim, the Mishnah says there's very strict halachas how they have to be totally identical, they have to be shavah, b'mayr, b'kayim, b'damim, they have to look the same, they have to be the same amount of money. You have to go out of your way to make sure they're totally identical, there's no difference between them. So what's the pshat? Mitzad echad, it's the greatest hevdol, the greatest difference. Mitzad sheni, we try to be mash with them to make them as equal as possible. So the pshat is, he's mash, but really the yosad hadavar is that we're trying to show that there's a hevdol between these two serim. One is Lashem, one is Lazazel. But to show that the hevdol is a real hevdol, it's a pnimisika hevdol, it's something deep, it's something that goes into the essence of the serum, it's not just superficial. So on the chitzanias hadavar, we try to make them as similar as possible. We show that they look the same, they're the same amount of money, everything superficial is the same. And then when we tell you they're different, it must be that hevdol that we're doing is something very deep, very pnimius, something that goes beyond the chitzenius, and that's the echad Hashem and echad la'azazel. And he's masber that that's really the same inyan that happens on Purim. Purim is Kippurim, Yom Kippur is Kippurim, and just like we have a havdalah between the Sar la'Hashem, Sar la'azazel, and Yom Kippur, we have such a malach on Purim as well. And the Havdalah started with Yaakov and Esav and continues on Purim with Haman and Mordechai. One is Lashem and one is the opposite, is La'azazel. So in order to show that that chiluk between Haman and Mardechai is a chiluk which is pneumistic, it's real, it goes into their essence, it's not just a superficial chiluk, so we first are mash with them, we equate them. We say that there's no chiluk between Haman and Mardechai. It's mamish like the avodah of taking the Shnei Seirim and making them shava, b'mar, b'kaima, v'damim, they're exactly identical, they look the same, same amount of money, there's no chiluk between them in the chitzanias. That's the avodah of Adol Yadim and Ar Haman L'Baruch Mardechai, but that's only step one. That's the avodah putting them together. But then comes the hagrala, then comes the time when you differentiate and you say, one is Hashem, one is Azazel. We show that the chiluk is something very deep, goes into their essence, and that's the avodah of Baruch Haman. I'm sorry, Baruch, I just was Mekayim Adol Yadim. That's the avodah of Baruch Mardechai Yehudi and Ar Haman Asher Bikas Ul Abdi, where we differentiate them and we show the chiluk between them. We show Taka that there is no similarity, that there's no greater difference between Haman and Mardechai. That is the Ikra Veda Purim, the Havdalah. So the Adol Yada is the first step. The Adol Yada is the step of being mash with them, b'mar b'karim v'damim, which leads us to the Tachlis, which is being mavdal between them and showing that one is Hashem and one is Azazel, and there's absolutely nothing they have in common. And the Pnimius Advarim, they're totally different. And that's how he answered his Kasha, that Mitzad Echad, we have an Avodah of Adol Yada, that's the first step. But the Ikra is really to come to the Piyut of Shoshanas Yaakov, of Ar Haman and Baruch Mardechai. So Adkan is the Bi'ur of Rav Hundner, which he's mazbir that the whole of Avodas Purim is really starting off with being mash with things, bringing them together, and then showing that afal pichein, there's a difference between them. Afal pichein bepnimis levarim, they're different. And if you think about it, that's what all these mishnayos of Ein Bein really do. Ein Bein, you take any Ein Bein, so we say that, let's say l'mashal, Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim, elosh zed zane b'de'adam zed zane b'kar. So when you say Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippur, the Ein Bein is saying there's no difference between them. They're exactly the same, except for something which is different. So the Ein Bein is the avodah of the hashva, when you put it together. All these different mishnayos, we're being mashed with them, we're saying that they're shavah, b'mar, b'karim, and damim. That's the avodah of putting two serim together, the avodah of adol yada, that there's no chilgi between them. But then we go ahead and we say, no, but there is a difference. Elosh shazad, that's the avodah of the havdalah. That's when you differentiate them and you say one is Hashem and one is Azazel. There is a difference between them. They look the same, but yet there is a difference. So all these mishnayos of Ein Beins are really an echo of what the Ikra avodah sayyam Purim is, which is bringing things together that seem to be the same, but then going ahead and saying they're really different, there really is a chilik between them. So these mishnayos, which appear in all different random dinim, are just an echo of the Ikra avodah sayyam Purim, of the hashva l'shem hevdol, which is the avodah of the shnei sirim, which is the inyan of adol yada, which is the haschala avodah, which culminates with the ultimate birur that Ar Haman and Baruch Mardechai, which will be zeichet to see b'chush b'mehar v'yameinu.